You don't have to say her name or his name out loud, but your entire academic career, your favorite teacher. You got a name? Just raise your hand. You got your name, your favorite teacher? Some of you are saying, I don't like school and I don't have a favorite teacher. All of you, a name comes to mind of who your favorite teacher was. For me, it was second grade. It wasn't a good year for my academic career, but I love that teacher. I still remember her today, and she was just good to Neil Jackson. And so I'm 54 years old. Second grade was a long time ago, but I still remember this teacher and the impact that she made on my life. We come to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and really, it's talking about teachers. It's talking about teaching. Not so much specifically in the classroom setting, the traditional classroom setting. It's talking about parents and their responsibility to teach and to train their children. So Noah is giving his farewell address. The nation of Israel is getting ready to go into the promised land into Canaan. He's reminding them of what God's word says, and if they would follow God's word, they would be blessed. But if they forsook God's commandment, how they would experience the plagues of the Egyptians. Now, teaching since the beginning of time has been paramount and crucial. Hillel, one of the Jewish rabbis, says, ignorant person cannot be pious. Teaching was transmitted by God to the Levites, to the priests, to the prophets, because teaching was so important. Know this morning, and you already do. The greatest war in America today is not the battle with Iran. It's not the battle with terrorism. It's the battle for the future of our children. And the answer is the Word of God. The answer is parents getting God's Word into their children. So today, I just want to encourage daddies. I want to encourage mamas. I want to encourage granddaddies and grandmamas and aunts and uncles and Sunday school teachers. We fail at anything, we cannot fail at teaching God's word and getting God's word into the heart of these children. Four principles for a successful teaching career. Sermon I've entitled, Teacher of the Decade. First truth I want you to see. Notice Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. Teaching is internal before it is external. Now look at the verse. And these words which I command thee this day, see the last phrase, shall be in thine heart. God has always been concerned about the heart and the condition of man's heart. You remember Saul, the first king of Israel? 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 9 says, God changed his heart. When Saul sinned and rebelled against Moses and against God, God took the kingdom away from him. He goes to get the second king and he chooses David. And scripture tells us the reason he chose David was because David was a man after God's own heart. Being used of God as a parent, as a grandparent, starts with your heart. How's your heart this morning? 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 says, God searches the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Never met one single person started out saying, I want to be a horrible parent, or I want to be a horrible grandparent. Tracy said this morning when I wished her Happy Grandmother's Day, she said this statement. Kids were the cost of us being able to be grandparents. And I say, honey, don't say that too loud. It may get us into trouble. But nobody sets out that they're going to be a bad grandparent or a bad parent. Key, it starts in your heart. You have to be right with the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. Your children and your grandchildren, they may forget your lectures. They probably will. But they'll remember your life. So it starts. If you're going to be a great parent, a great mother, a great teacher of God's word, it starts with you living out what you're teaching. It starts with you living out Scripture. It starts with you getting up and reading your Bible in the morning. It starts with you bringing those children to church, and because you love Jesus with all your heart. You know the difference between a microwave and marinating something? Microwave gets the outside hot. But when you marinate something, it soaks in deep. It gets in deep and in all the crevices and all the... It changes the whole dynamic. Are you getting hungry yet? The whole dynamic of that meat. That's what it's saying. For you to be the parent or the mother or the father or the grandparent that God wants you to be, you have to let the Word of God marinate you. Get in deep and clean you up, and you live out the Word of God. Number one, teaching is internal before it is external. Secondly, teaching is intentional, not accidental. Look at verse 7. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. That word diligent means to sharpen in the original. We are to sharpen our skills in the Word of God so that we can sharpen our children with the Word of God. We are to drill into our children the truth of God's Word and thereby prepare them for the challenges that are coming. God's number one desire for your home is for you to pass the truths of Scripture on to your children. That's what God desires. So my question for you today, how you doing? You say, well, I just don't have time. Do you realize a child has 108,000 approximate hours between infancy and when they move out of your home? 108,000. Do you know how they spend those hours? 1,000 of them approximately spent, if you go every Sunday and Sunday night, 1,000 of them approximately spent in Sunday school and in church. 7,000 are spent in the school system. 100,000 hours are spent in your home doing activities with parents. So you have time. You have to be diligent. You have to be disciplined. I'm going to get God's word in me, and I'm going to get God's word into my children and into my grandchildren. You say, well, I don't see the grandkids that much. When you do, you need to focus on getting God's word into those children. A lot of voices in the world. They're getting voices from culture and school and media and their friends. If you're not speaking into your children, somebody will. If they're not getting your worldview, they'll get the worldview of somebody. So I encourage you. God has given you children and grandchildren. Speak into them. Speak God's word into them every chance you get. I don't know what your grandma was like, but when she was making some of those specialty dishes. She didn't get the cookbook out. She didn't go line by line. She just knew it. Little bit of this, little bit of that, and you just mix it all together, and it turns out the way it's supposed to be. Why? Because she knew it like the back of her hand. That's your responsibility, is you know God. You have a relationship with God, and you are in His Word every day, so you know it. And you don't have to, okay, quick, what am I? No. You know it, and you live it, and you communicate it. Number two, teaching is intentional. It is not accidental. Number three, look at verse 7. Teaching is continual. It's not occasional. Look what it says. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In Hebrew, there's a word for making a formal proclamation or a lecture. That's not the word that was used here. Look back at verse. When thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house. It means to literally talk, to chat. We are to talk about spiritual things with our children. Now, some of us, we're good to talk about sports with our kids. We're good to talk about activities with our kids. But men, when it comes to God's Word, we say, oh, that's the woman's job. Dad, it's your job. Mom, it's your job. Grandpa, it's your job. Grandma, it's your job. It says, hey, do it. When you're in the recliner, do it. When you're walking around the block, talk to your children about Jesus and about His Word. When you put them down for bed at night, last thing you are to put in bed with them, Jesus. Give them some scripture and pray with them. When you take them to school, when they're getting out, say, hey, remember God's watching you, and your daddy, I'll find out. Jesus loves you. You be good today. Hey, talk to them. You don't have to lecture them. You don't have to preach at them. Just talk to your children and get Jesus in them when bad things happen. And bad things happen in all of our lives. Just sit down and talk to them about trusting God in the difficult times. You know kids are going to have things that happen that are not fair. And it's not trying to make their life so everything just goes. No. You teach them. Sometimes life's just not fair. When good things happen, talk to them about it. Hey, this is not because we're lucky. This is not because, well, it was just that. No. God has, you're teaching them by talking to them. That's what it says here. Repetition builds a foundation. And what feels small today becomes strong tomorrow. So keep teaching and keep teaching early in the morning, late at night, in the afternoon. Just one of my favorite objects in our house that I want to control. Not the remote control. It's the thermostat. Can I get a witness? That thermostat controls the environment of that home. If you're cold nature, you want it warm. If you're hot nature, you want it on 55, baby, if somebody else is paying the bill. You have to take responsibility. In this home, I'm controlling the environment, and the environment is going to be Jesus. And we're going to talk about Jesus at breakfast. And we're going to talk about Jesus every time I can sneak in a little bit of Jesus. Why? Because my kids, their greatest, my grandkids, greatest need they have is the Lord Jesus Christ. And on my watch, I'm controlling the thermostat. And it's going to be all the way toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Number three, Teaching is continual, it's not occasional. Number four, and don't miss this, teaching is timeless, is not temporary. Look what verse 7 says. Thou shalt teach them diligently. It means over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Unto thy children. Remember when we had David a long time ago, 31 years ago, talking to my dad a couple days later. He said, Jesus, your wife, the third greatest gift God will ever give you is children. He said, Neil, they grow up fast. And you will never sacrifice too much time than investing into your children. So don't get distracted. Don't miss the point. God gave you a child, and they're not going to be a child long. So you speak into them, and you love them, and yeah, you wear them out, but you keep Jesus, Jesus, Jesus into your children because you won't have them long. Parenting is not about getting through the day. It's about preparing your children for life. You're not just raising children. You're raising the leaders of tomorrow. Future spouses, future parents, future deacons. And I'm here to say, speak into them. Love them. Sometimes correct them. But God gave you that child, and God gave you that grandchild. Hey, grandparent, you're not going to agree with every decision your kids make in parenting, just like your parents didn't agree with every decision you made in parenting. Support them. Encourage them. Help them. Because the future of civilization is riding on these children. Notice the title of this sermon. Teacher of the decade. You say, why don't you say decade? Not year. Not century. Maybe you did a great job as a parent in that first decade. Or maybe you failed it. But now you're in that second decade, that 11 to 20. Whew! Take me back to the diaper stage, baby. 0 to 10. Maybe your second decade. Maybe your third decade. Maybe your sixth decade. You can't unwind and go back to the diaper stage. But you can be that teacher in this decade. You can be speaking life and speaking it. You say, well, if I could go back, I would. All of us would do stuff different. You can't go back. But you can speak in and you can be all there in this decade. Hey, you ever seen those coaches, basketball coaches or Kirby Smart football coaches, and they have that little area you're allowed to roam and you're allowed to cheer and you're allowed to coach. Kirby Smart of the Georgia Bulldogs, he coaches during the week. You know anything about Kirby Smart? He coaches on Saturday too. And he had this little block that he's not supposed to go past the line. Kirby Smart does. Because he's jumping up and down. He's yelling. He's encouraging. He's saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Do this. Do this. Yeah. And he's high-fiving. That's my thought on parenting. Yeah, you're teaching during the week. But when they leave your home, you're still teaching. And you're still encouraging. Oh, it's a different role. You're not supposed to get in front of those parents. You're supposed to support them. So when the wheels come off, they're calling you and saying, what do I do in this situation? And you're teaching. And you're coaching. And sometimes you're jumping up and down and saying, woo! And sometimes you're letting them learn from the school of hard knocks. And you're not saying anything until they come and ask. You know anything about farming? I don't know a lot. Farmers, they plant seeds. Great day. Put the seed in the ground. Woo! What do they do next? They got to trust. They do what they're supposed to do. They water. They do something I hate to do. They weed. They fertilize. They irrigate. But mostly, they do their job and they trust. Trust God that He's going to do what only He can do. No good farmer plants the seeds and 4 days later comes and digs up and says, I want to see if there's anything going on down there. Oh, he trusts God and the process. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Now I'm going to trust God to do what only He can do. That's the key in parenting. Every mama, we have you, not daddy's mamas, a packet of seeds today when you leave. Because some of you say, hey, I raised them up. I trained them up in the way that they should go. And some of them aren't going the way that they should go. You can't go dig them up. You do what you can do and you trust the process. I'm saying don't plant these seeds. Put them on the mantle. Put them somewhere one of the mirrors in your house. Just to remind you, God, I've done what I can do, but you need to help me out. You need to make it grow. You need to make it bloom. You need to make it blossom, God. Hey, ultimately, it all comes down to you, and I'm trusting you. Teacher of the decade. You said, preacher, I didn't do great in that decade. All you have is right now. I'm asking every mama, I'm asking every daddy, recommit yourself today to being the best parent and being the best grandparent you can possibly be in this season where God has placed you.